Tech Talk. Welcome to Tech Talk. Today we have another interview with Catherine Bell. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
And today the audio might be better because Pam donated us some clip-on microphones. Shout out to Pam.
Go Pam.
And yeah, so so we are gonna ask Catherine the same questions that we asked all those other interviews. So Catherine, first question: iPhone or Android?
iPhone all the way.
Why do you pick iPhone?
I feel like it's very user friendly and it interfaces well with other products. I have a Mac, and so it meshes well with that.
Okay. That is true.
And I just feel like it has all the latest and greatest stuff.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. What latest and greatest stuff do you think it has?
I don't know, just good programs and good camera, things like that.
If you had to switch to Windows, would you regret it?
I mean, I think I could switch to Windows and be okay. It would just take some getting used to.
Do you use Windows at work?
I do.
And where do you work?
I work at Caremont Health.
Okay. And
neurology.
What programs do you use at work?
Well, our electronic medical record system is called Epic. It's one of the biggest EMR systems out there. That's what I spend most of my time on. And then we do, we use Microsoft, Microsoft Teams and
365.
Yeah, 360 for email and things like that.
Okay, would you recommend that Microsoft 365 to other businesses?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay, what is your favorite type of MacBook?
I think I have a MacBook Pro.
Yes, you do. And is that your favorite, or yeah, would you prefer the Air or something?
I like the Pro because I think it has more features. The Air, is a little slimmer, but the Pro has more storage and data and things like that.
Okay. And what's your most used app?
On my phone?
Yes, or phone. Or, phone.
Probably my email, the mail app,
okay,
followed by
Facebook.
Maybe Instagram, then Facebook, and then just my web browser,
Safari.
Yeah.
Okay. For computer.
For computer, I guess it would be, what do we use? Safari?
Firefox.
Would just be the web browser. I mainly get on my Gmail account on there, and then sometimes log in for work stuff, or I'm just Googling things, getting on Amazon or Target or something like that.
Okay.
And the Photos app. I do a lot of the photos on the MacBook.
Oh yeah. If you had an opportunity to make your house full on smart home, which means all the lights are on timers, you can use an app to control all the stuff in the house, TVs, fridge temperature, thermostat, fans, lights, all that stuff, would you?
I would if it would guarantee to work correctly. My biggest fear is if it's glitchy or something and stuff doesn't work. But no, I think it'd be awesome if I could just say, Alexa, turn on the lights, or turn the temperature down to this. Yeah, I think that'd be sweet.
Okay. If you did do that, would you get the motion sensors to make it so in and out it turns on the lights, turns them off and on?
Yeah, maybe.
If Would you recommend, like, your office getting, like, smarter? Like, if you, like, walk into your office, like, the temperature specifically in your office changes, the lights, like, go to a certain dimness, your computer turns on, all your printer, whatever stuff turns on.
I don't know. I worry about that all working correctly in my office, but I guess if it worked well, it would be neat.
Yeah, I would get that because, like, if somebody hacks the system, they can turn on and off, like, all of, like, the lights, yeah. The computers, all that.
Since I work in a medical office, we have to be really careful about security. So we don't like to have a lot of outside apps or things that can get hacked, yeah. Because of, you know, patient safety stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm trying to get installed in my office right now is white noise, because the walls aren't super thick, so I feel like sometimes people can hear me in the next door room with other patients, and so I'm trying to get a system that creates some white noise so it helps with privacy.
You know, you can just, like, pull up a YouTube video and let it roll in the background.
I don't think that would be quite as effective.
Okay.
YouTube is blocked at my work.
Oh, interesting. But, next question. If you were to get a TV, which one would you get?
You know, my husband does most of the TV buying. He's pretty into that and pretty good about it. So I think maybe LG. No, what is that?
TCL?
Yeah, TCLs are kind of a not as costly brand, but still a high quality brand we've had pretty good success with. So we've got a few of those, and we have a Samsung that's good.
Wait, we have a Samsung? No, we don't.
We used to.
Yeah, but then Dad threw that away, and that was like 50 years old.
Okay, well, it was good at one point.
What you mean, like Google TVs that we have in the living room, the guest room?
I don't know. What kind of TV do we have?
In the living room, there's Google. In the guest room, there's an Android, which Google and Android are clearly the same thing. And in your room, there's a Google too.
Well, but they're not Google TVs. They're like, yeah, they're LG, they're, or TCL.
Yeah,
or
TCL, Sony.
Yeah.
Fibius, whatever that is. All that stuff. But they are running Google.
Got it. Yeah.
So, and if you were to get, like, a, like, sound system, like an audio system, like a Sonos system, like, what brand would you pick?
I mean, I think Sonos is a pretty good brand. Samsung would be another one I would look at.
Okay. If you were to get a new computer, which one would you get?
I mean, I'd probably get another MacBook. I did that not all that long ago. I love my MacBooks.
Okay. What if your work was like, hey, we don't know which computer to pick which one is best for you, what would you pick?
Oh, for work?
Yeah.
Well, work doesn't run on Microsoft, so it would have to be, you know, I don't know, a Dell. I don't know. I'd have to research that a little bit more.
Okay. Let me just give you some options.
Okay.
Like, right now I'm using a Dell, but that's a laptop, so that doesn't really count. But, like, a Dell, just Microsoft in general, just, like, through the Microsoft Store, all that stuff, what would you pick?
I don't know. I guess I would have to do some research on that.
Okay. Okay.
HP. I think HP is what we
have. HP. Yeah. Okay. You would get an HP. That's good. HP is a good company. If you were to get a new phone, what would you get?
Oh, just another iPhone.
The, like,
most
which
updated
one?
Version.
Most updated?
Yeah, 15, right? Is the latest?
Yes.
I 15. Made a mistake by not researching that, and I got a 14, like, a month before the 15 came out, and I should have waited.
Yeah, that I remember when that happened. You got, like, a 14th, and the next day, iPhone 15 releases. But, what was I gonna say? If you were to get your children like a device, like a tablet, a phone, a watch, what would you get on?
I think it depends what you're using it for. I like the idea of a watch because you guys can be out, playing with friends and being active. You don't have to worry about a device you're going to lose, but we could still kind of track you and communicate with you.
Yes.
So I like that. I think a phone serves a similar purpose,
But
but
like
it has,
which brand? Like Apple
oh, which
Watch,
brand?
iPhone, Samsung Watch, Gizmo.
I've heard the gizmo can be kind of glitchy,
Yeah,
so
Gizmos stink.
maybe something different, maybe like a Samsung or something.
Samsung, nice. That's a I like Samsungs. They're very customizable. Anything, huh. If you were to get a pool and you wanted lights, which type of lights would you get? Like just normal ones that like have those weird control panels that you would like have to manually turn on and off, or set just like a normal timer, or would you have a smart one that you could like control with an app but also have a timer?
Oh, I'd love to have a smart one where I could have like set things, but I could also like control it on my phone.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you were to get a photo display or like smart assistant, like a Google Alexa, just a photo display, like what would you get?
Probably an Alexa.
And which one would you get?
Well, we have the, what is it, the Echo Show? Is that,
Echo
that's an
Show, like
Alexa, right?
Gen 1, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's good because you can do the pictures on it. It shows you the time, but it's also a
Yeah,
smart
I think we
device.
got like
Yeah.
when they got it when like they first started releasing, but so let's see. And how much often do you go on like Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff?
I mean, probably a couple times a day.
What do you usually do on it? What's your first go-to?
Well, I just scroll through. Well, okay, on Instagram, my first go-to is my stories, like my friends' stories. That's what I like to look at the most. And then if I have time, I'll just kind of scroll through and see what else is there. On Facebook, if I have any notifications, I go to those. And then if not, I just kind of scroll through. And then when I get bored, I stop.
Okay. And what do, is there anything you don't like about Facebook
Facebook is very repetitive. Like it shows me the same stuff a lot, which annoys me. And it's also a little bit addictive, which I don't like it. Which I don't like, but
Any downsides about Instagram?
Instagram I like better. It feels a little bit more personal. I don't let as many people follow me, and I don't follow as many people on it. So it feels a little bit more private.
And is if there was something you could add to Facebook or Instagram, what would it
I don't know. There's nothing I can really think of off the top of my head.
And that is the end of this interview. Thank you for coming, Catherine. Thank you for also being the first people to test out these new donated microphones. Shout out to Pam for getting us that.
Well, thank you for having me. This was great. The microphones are adorable. Pam is awesome. Thanks for interviewing me.
You're welcome. Have a nice day, and thank you for tuning in to Tech Talk. Don't forget to keep tuning in. Follow us, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, whatever service you are using. And yeah, have a nice day. We are once again making our episodes longer. This was a bit shorter than 15 minutes, but yeah, thank you for watching and have a nice day.